Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your lovely hosts, Pete LePage and Justin Tyler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Comic Book Club. We are your hosts, Justin Tyler and Pete LePage. That's the spirit. Yeah. And round of applause for our man in the booth, Mr. Boothman. Dr. Boothman, as we call him.
Dr. Boothman? I don't know if he's...
No, he earned his degree over at Christmas break.
What?
Holiday over break. At Christmas.
You can't get a degree in a weekend.
Yes, you can.
No, I know.
I have seven degrees.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Huh?
No. Online degrees don't count.
Everyone here has got an online degree.
Yeah.
Pete, come on. We need to hire people. Let's thank our interns while we're at it. They all have online degrees.
All right.
In being great interns.
Yeah, and we have an intern birthday today.
Let's give a special shout out to Spidey616. It is his birthday today.
Yeah, Spidey! Yeah, exactly.
And we'll.
This is kind of like not an opening, it's like fun facts.
Yeah, let's just go through. Well, while we're at it, why don't we talk about, I know you had a busy week, Pete. Really excited, a lot of exciting news happening with you.
Nope.
Oh, no?
How about
nothing
you?
At all?
How about
not
you?
One exciting piece of news? Anything like sexual happen or anything
what?
Like that?
Yeah, that's usually what we do on the show.
Yeah, we get into the
about
details.
Sexual experiences we've had.
Yeah, so give us just a little taste.
Nope.
A tease.
Nope.
A little taste.
How about you?
Let's move on. Let's get the show going.
Yeah!
Please, everybody, put your hands together for Jay and Dan from Hero Maker.
Yeah, give it up, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Grab a seat. Grab a microphone. Thank you so
got
much.
Got a couple mics for you. You didn't have to bring your own.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
We're not just like...
You don't know us yet, but I appreciate it.
All right, yeah. Fair enough.
We're going to slowly
we'll
become
you say
the
that
worst.
After the show.
Like all the relationships in our lives, we're going to slowly ruin this one. So,
cheers, guys.
cheers, yeah.
It's par.
Look, there are so many... for those of you listening at home, there are so many beers on this table. There are twice as many beers as people, which is kind of a great piece of theater, which is what this is. Make no mistake. So, guys, let's talk Hero Makers. For those of us that don't know, give it up.
Hero Makers is a TV show. It's animated. That's in production right now, and it's The Simpsons meets the X-Men.
Nice. Well, what if they actually met?
Wow.
Which is about
this blew my mind with
yes.
that kind of elevator pitch.
That's right. Look at that tagline. It's about the Murray family, which is a dysfunctional family like almost every family in America. And the son, secretly, he has superpowers because it's in a world where superheroes exist through genetic mutations, kind of like in the X-Men.
Oh, nice.
So he has superpowers, and he can't come out to his parents about having superpowers because his father, it was a firefighter, just lost his job to the superheroes in town. And
ooh, touchy subject.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dark.
Real tension.
So every time he tries to come out and tell his father that he's a superhero, his father just assumes that he's gay.
Right.
So,
classic.
Yeah. So classic, whenever you try to come out to your parents as a superhero, they always think you're gay.
Always.
Always. Yes. That's what happened to Batman and Spider-Man. That's what I hear.
You know,
it's not
Batman's
in the...
parents died right after that. I remember the legend of Batman.
Man.
That's the part they don't really talk about. And how did you guys sort of come up with this or meet?
So we met through doing stand-up, and then we started
come on,
doing
Dan.
Some
we met
sketch.
In Bed Bath & Beyond. I was shopping
we
for a toaster.
And I was doing stand-up.
nice. Yeah, I hear you have a great
that's
5 minutes
beyond.
On bedspread.
Yes, yeah. He's got a good manager.
He's got 20 minutes on thread count. That's really amazing.
It's killer, though. Yeah. You got to see it. But you have to see it at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't even know. I'm sorry to... You know, dumb it down for you guys.
Yeah, we can't handle that shit. Yeah. Sounds really controversial.
Yeah, don't bring in that highbrow Bed Bath.
Don't bring in the Egyptian thread count joke. They won't get it.
All right. I'll know my audience in the future.
Really racial Egyptian thread count humor.
That's right.
Now I'm lost. This is my niche, and I don't
weird.
Even know what we're talking about. So we met through doing stand-up. We started doing some sketch. We started building it out more, and... we had one idea for this company called Hero Makers that can make you feel like a hero. Whereas, like, let's say you want to impress your girlfriend and you want to look like a hero, the Hero Makers will set it up so that fake, like, robbers will come and try to mug you, and then you fight them off, and then you look amazing.
So this is in the real world.
This is in the real world. Yeah, this isn't. We're not up to the animated show.
That's in Champion City. It only happens in Champion City.
So, like, I'd be out on a first date, and then Robert would run by. I would defeat them.
Yes.
And then the girl would be like, "You set this up? You're a monster."
Well, she wouldn't know that you set it up. That's the whole thing.
Ever?
It's based on
that's setting a very high bar for future
dates.
There you
go. Well, you'd be a superhero, and you'd have to live up to that. Good luck.
Holy shit. Yeah. I can't live up to being regular. Let alone
live up to
super
being human.
Or hero, yeah.
Well, in this world, people are different.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that was actually one of the versions of the sketch. And it's elaborated more into, like, now it's this family business. And so Larry is this former firefighter. He has that kind of, like, hero mentality naturally. Then Denise comes from a promotional background, so she does the promotions. Bill is, like, a superhero fanatic.
That's Denise's
superhero in the area. Yeah,
horrible brother.
Who lives on their couch and just crashing in.
Awesome. I just love the idea that through, you know, comedy – This nugget was born, and it's going to then become something else. That's pretty cool.
And then the superheroes, we have the Superhero Intelligence Team, a.k.a. shit. And the Superhero Intelligence Team is led by ex-professor.
Interesting. Yes.
And ex-professor rides around in a motorized cart, and he pretends he's paralyzed for sympathy. And his kryptonite is ice cream. So whenever he hears the ice cream truck, he gets up and runs away. And everyone knows he's handicapped. And
that he's not handicapped.
Well, that he's not handicapped, and it's for sympathy.
Right.
And then we have Ice Breath 3007, who is a sellout rapper who has frozen vocal cords. So whenever he talks, he can freeze things. And the way he counteracts that is by rapping, because his hot rhymes counteract his frozen vocal cords.
Yeah.
Hot rhymes.
The hottest rhymes.
Nice.
Amazing Bandini.
Mm-hmm. And then the Amazing Bandini is a stretchable Rubbermaid pervert. So,
pervert?
Yeah, he's a pervert. He can twist himself into anything from a fireman's life net to handcuffs and chaps. So,
chaps?
Yeah.
Whips, chains, whatever it is. He's very perverted.
Into, you know.
And then we have the incredible Eagle Scout, who's kind of the do-gooder of the Superhero Intelligence Team, who is half Eagle, half Eagle Scout. And he does everything for his double sash, and he does stuff for his merit badges. And he's probably the leader of the Superhero Intelligence Team, because he is probably the most good-hearted one out of all of them.
Yeah.
And everyone else has flaws. And it's about living in a world with superheroes, but not your typical Batman, Spider-Man, where these people are picked out because they're good people. All these superheroes have flaws, and you have to live with them.
Now, where do you meet? So are you guys animators as well, or did you meet?
No, we met. We're working with an animation team, Exit 73 Studios, and they did Ugly Americans and Super Jail. And
that's awesome.
So they're really good.
And you think tonally it's going to be like those Adult Swim shows?
Mm-hmm. Closer to the Ugly Americans vibe, and awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, like an adult cartoon, definitely.
Yeah. I guess the pervert would explain that.
Yeah. Yes. Bandini is definitely not for the children.
Nice. And you guys have a Kickstarter, which...
We do have a Kickstarter right now. It's Kickstarter.com. Was it Hero Makers is the / on there?
Yeah, if you go to the Kickstarter, so just search Hero Makers and find it. Find the video. We have the explanation of all the characters and the story and everything and the illustrations, so you get a sense of what the show will look like. And...
We're on Facebook.
Also a link to
great
Exit 73 Studios with some of the other animation they've put together. Huh? So, yeah, very excited.
And have you guys used to be comic book readers, but you sort of slipped out of it a little bit? But you're dying to get back
Archie
in
and Jughead, those are good ones.
Good way to play to the crowd.
They're like, oh my God.
I'm very into comic characters. I'm not much of a reader. That's my problem.
He's an audiobook kind of guy.
Yeah. If comic books
audio
come
comic
out
books
audio
are
comic
sort
books.
Of a bummer.
Dan, stop listening to Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really engaged by that voice of the narrator.
Oh, you? Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. But wait, are you serious? You're into characters but not reading?
I mean, like, I enjoy the movies and the shows and things like that. And I'm not saying I understand. I'm just like, I have a problem with reading.
You understand? You understand words?
Like, I understand.
Great.
The box is confusing. He's really, he doesn't know which box to go to after reading one. But besides that,
I just feel like when you speak about, I'm into the movies, people are like, well, then you don't know anything about comic books. Like, I feel like it's, you know, I feel
which
like
is true.
By listening
which is
to
true,
other people. Then,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, people think that because that is true, in fact, true.
Right.
They are completely different. One is a book, one is a movie.
Well, now that we've got to the bottom of that, let's move on to the next section, which I like to call the stack.
Yeah!
Yes. Where we are going to talk about those very slow movies that we call comic books. We have selected four from this week's comics to talk about. Let's kick it off with one of Pete's favorites, Batman number 16.
Oh, my God.
Now, this
was a big issue here.
This is a big issue if you don't know, which you may not. Batman and the Joker are having a sort of an epic battle, you could say.
Epic battle.
The Joker has been one step ahead of Batman through this whole series.
What happened to the Joker?
Well, exactly. Let me tell you, he cut his face off by his choice.
Like people do.
As you do when you're frustrated.
Yeah, sometimes
you
know,
he seems like the type to do that.
Like if you you strike out at the bar, you're like, fuck this face.
Yeah.
And you cut it off. This face is not doing me any favors.
Took Van Gogh to the next level.
Then he strapped it. He sort of strapped his face back on.
Right.
Okay.
And it's slowly rotting.
Like you do.
Like you do. He's like, oh, shit, I need that face.
Yeah.
And you put it back on.
Yep.
You know, what's worse than having a bad face is having a bad underneath of that bad face.
Yeah, just when you think you don't have it weird enough, it's like, oh, I made things worse.
Yeah, it's all blood.
Is it too late to take the face off again?
Yeah. I don't know. You should see the movie Face Off starring John Travolta. Well, you learn a very important lesson about the repercussions of doing just that.
Yeah.
You
and
look like John Travolta.
No, it's never too late.
Okay.
And Nicolas Cage. So in this, the Joker has had a leg up on
Set
Batman.
Set up a trap for Batman.
Trapped Batman.
Batman walked right into it.
What kind of trap? Like one of the boxes with like a carrot in it that slams over him when he goes. Oh,
the classic.
The thing is, Batman loves carrots.
Yeah, he does. He's very curious if you put it in the middle of
the Joker
a box.
Elmer Fudd? Am I?
You're making a lot of strong connections with these characters.
Why is Batman on a horse?
Exactly. Don't get ahead
of yourself.
He
now works in Times Square.
Oh, do we need to back up?
No.
Yeah, so first what happens is Batman has to go into Arkham to get to the Joker because he doesn't know what he's done with all of his friends and Alfred.
Where are my friends?
And,
you can understand.
And
this is like my audiobooks.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's got to kind of fight his way through this labyrinth of bad guys and stuff to get to the Joker. And then there's a horse on fire, and then he
spoiler
kind of
runs alert.
Into all these bad guys, and then he gets on a horse and kind of runs his way out.
The same horse,
different horse, not the one on fire.
He does shove his fist down someone's throat, which is pretty cool here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do that. In a
lot of epic violence. So the issue ends. I think we're going to spoil this a little bit if you haven't read it yet. The Joker produces sort of a dinner platter that he has covered up.
The old classic with the, you know, that big dome.
The big dome.
Yeah, and he shows it to the bad guys to be like, look what I've got in store. And it better not be fucking Alfred, I'll tell you that much. If it's Alfred's head, I'm going to lose my shit.
So there's some speculation what is underneath this dinner plate.
Right.
You think
dinner!
Could it be just dinner?
His face.
It could be his face. Well, he's wearing his face.
Yeah.
A second face? A new face?
It could be a new face.
It could be Dr. Octopus, correct, audience member?
A lot
of great speculation.
But the thing is, the villains are like, oh, you're fucked up, Joker, so they wouldn't know who Alfred is. So I'm hoping maybe it's not going to be Alfred.
I feel like if you have a face or a head underneath a dinner platter, you don't need to know the face.
Yeah,
you don't need to be like, wait, I know that butler. You're fucked up.
Yeah, you're just going to say
it's not like, oh, whose face is that? You're fucked up.
That meal would mean a lot more if you knew the face, though, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
It would be harder to eat? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it really depends
you'd rather eat a stranger's face.
Depends. Really depends. Yeah, this is a depends question, you know?
Yeah.
Whose face appears on the platter? You know,
a supermodel face.
What sort of face? Would you be more inclined to eat like a beautiful face?
Of course, you want to eat a beautiful face. Who wants to eat a gross face?
Guys, do we know it's a face? Or?
We don't.
We
this
don't.
Is
but we're just gonna focus
we're just hoping.
On that.
Well, these guys keep talking about how they want to eat faces.
Well, beautiful don't bring me into this.
Yeah. True. You guys are partners.
Just I'm me. More of a butt guy.
You want to eat it butt?
Yeah. Oh. Like in the like in.
Yeah. Right, Alfred's yeah, ass say, just appears
has,
on the platter.
He has Alfred's ass on there. That's I think raisins. I might stop reading this. No matter how good it is, that's
that
a
would
weird
just be
choice.
It. That would be
like,
it for you.
Very strange, Scott Snyder.
Is this the
butt of the
Wonder
joke?
Woman?
I don't know. Be pretty, yeah. pretty good.
But I don't know. I don't think it's Alfred. I think that's a little too easy. I think it's going to be something more terrifying.
Like, well, there was that tapestry of people, so maybe it's just like extra parts.
Yeah, if you didn't read this, there's a tapestry of people that the Joker has sewn together.
So he could paint on.
So he painted on them, but they're all still alive.
That's creative.
Yeah, it's yeah. very
and
creative.
Painful.
Yeah, not for the Joker.
Okay.
The drawings are really quite nice. It must have been hard to like to have him stop moving when he was working on
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
You know, you think about all things. But, Pete, you love this comic.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Are you Scott's, disturbed at all by this?
Yeah. Scott yeah. Snyder, the more you're kind of getting into his run, the more you're like, wow, this guy is a really fucked up dude.
Very nice.
It in seems person. Nice in person, but...
You think he's trying to sew up your... Every time we interview him, he's trying to sew, thinking about sewing us together.
You like think, human you think centipede true? Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
we
know
don't talk about that on this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we all watched it together, and it's a weird... We can't break
oh,
it
we
up.
Watched it together also.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we surprised him, though.
Terrible movie.
He didn't know he was going to see it, though. That was the fun part. Okay, we're like, check
so
out
like,
this movie.
Oh, we're going to watch Brave. And then you're like, whoops, must be the wrong tape.
This is kind of a different kind of cartoon.
great, though, right?
Yep, amazing.
This is very
super
good.
Creepy.
The next issue is sort of where it all
nervous.
Happens. It all goes down to number 17.
I say that a lot, apparently.
You say the word nervous a lot. Yep. We're excited. Would you guys, if we're going to go through and tell me which comic of these four you'd maybe want to pick up.
Okay.
So far, so good? You like this?
I like that. It's dark and creepy. I like it.
All Jay right. likes eating face. So
yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Great. Well, let's
that's
move on,
it.
Let's move on to something with much less face-eating in it. It's All-New X-Men number 6
yeah.
Out of Marvel Comics.
The Marvel Now.
Yep. Marvel Now.
Now.
In this, the original X-Men have come back
later.
From the past, and they are in the present day hanging out with the regular X-Men.
Okay.
And it's a little uncomfortable. Jean Grey is dead in the current continuity, and so a younger version is like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah.
And then you see Warren Worthington, Angel, hanging out
That was
out
kind
with,
of a fun, that thing at the end. I really thought that was hilarious.
That was my favorite part of the issue, where Angel talks to himself.
Yeah, young Angel.
He's like, are those metallic wings? He's like, don't worry about it. Let's be friends.
Let's go flying together.
Let's go flying, which I thought was really nice. It was a great exchange.
I'm sure if you met your younger self, the first thing you'd want to do is go flying.
What would you tell your younger self?
I would sit down and be like, we need to talk about
Get a pen and paper.
This write this down.
You're going to have a lot of issues.
Yeah. Number one, Punisher slippers in 4 years. Number two, avoid all of these terrible and great decisions. But yeah, so in this, Bendis did a cool thing that he talked about a lot online, actually, where he took actual fan comments from his run on All-New X-Men and put them all over this series of panels where Jean Grey can't get other people's thoughts out of his head, out of her head, which I thought was sort of a cool, like, meta.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, yeah.
Of
and if you read it, it's not one of those things where it's like, sometimes when people do stuff like that, it's like, it throws you, but it's yeah. kind of seamless. Yeah. So if you didn't know about it, you just think, oh, cool, this is just kind of a lot of words.
Yeah.
But yeah, then when you find out about it, it's a nice little gift.
Yeah. An Easter gift? Yeah. You mean an Easter gift?
Yeah, an Easter egg.
A lot of great Easter baskets in this comic.
Yeah, yeah. Some candy. It's delicious.
It's full of jelly beans.
But what I really liked about this also is kind of the fun motorcycle bit where, you know, before it's Wolverine takes Cyclops' motorcycle. Now it's like the young Cyclops takes Wolverine's motorcycle.
Oh,
so
man. Owning a motorcycle.
The old flipperoo.
In comic books, if you own a motorcycle, someone's going to steal it. Let's be honest.
I'm sure it's not just comics.
Does it happen in real life a lot?
I'm pretty sure.
I could never imagine doing that.
You don't walk by a bike and think, how hard would it be just to hop on that thing and take off?
No. Whenever I see a motorcycle, I think the owner of it is watching me.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I got to get away from this.
It's always Sons
terrible.
Of Anarchy
yeah.
in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, Jax will come after you.
Jax.
Exactly. Jax from Street Fighter? Oh, no, okay. I just don't know
Mortal
exactly.
Whoa, whoa, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Sorry,
fuck you.
Mortal
Kombat. Wow, they're
real
hard on you.
Angry crew here. You can. That's you can. That's one thing you can pretty much fuck up without a lot of repercussions. Okay, cool. Hit us on Twitter if you're so angry about that mistaken game character. Who played with Jax in Mortal Kombat anyway?
I did.
Wore gloves.
Oh.
What? Didn't he?
No, he had metal arms, man.
He had metal arms? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he had metal gloves.
Did you even play Mortal Kombat?
No, Mortal Kombat was too violent. We weren't allowed to play.
What, were you raised in the 50s?
I couldn't watch G.I. Joe and we couldn't play Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Huh?
Yeah,
explains what?
I love how you're being heckled right now. That's awesome.
For not what? For not knowing who
it's
Jax
worth coming
was.
To the live show, guys.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you can really heckle a lot. Little advice. Anyway, I think this comic's been going very well. I like it a lot. It's a lot of strong, big choices, and it's exciting.
What I also like about this is it's not obvious it's Bendis. You're not like, oh, Bendis. It's really...
It's obvious when his name's on the cover.
No, yeah, obviously. I mean, I think it's a great written comic, but a lot of the times with other stuff, you know, you're like, oh, I think this is Bendis. And you're like, yeah, it's Bendis. But I feel like this is really awesome.
Harsh criticism for Peter Page.
No, I didn't mean it. I meant it as a compliment. I don't know.
Is Young Wolverine a dick in this one, too?
No, that's not...
Whoa,
that's just
watch
regular.
Your fucking mouth, asshole.
Whoa. Wow.
That's not... It's just
whoa,
regular Wolverine.
Whoa.
He wasn't in original X-Men, so he's not.
Not
that's just
stand
current
for any
Wolverine.
Trash talking about...
Let's
Logan.
Move on with our next book, Savage Wolverine, number one.
Yeah.
So we can really get into it. This comic... written and drawn by Mr. Frank Cho.
Amazing.
Is he a dick in this one, too? Just kidding.
He's... No.
Really? We didn't learn from the last time?
I love Wolverine.
Yeah!
Big change.
I love when guests learn.
So this series, I guess, is Wolverine teaming up with different large-breasted women in the Marvel Universe.
What? There's only one large-breasted woman.
Well, I would assume that over the issues, he's going to add more and more.
Is this a dig at Frank Cho for drawing women a certain way? Is that what this is?
Does Frank Cho not draw a comic unless Shayna is in?
He does like him some Shayna, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But it's good. I thought this was a good comic. It's,
I mean, the... TNA aside, he's an amazing artist.
It's really well written, T and A.
Oh man,
You could say.
Yeah, I'm on board. This is a good first issue. A lot of fun action, a lot of interesting choices.
Wolverine fights dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's cool. Lots of love.
He kills a dinosaur. That's pretty neat.
The fight sequences, especially
they're going to die soon anyway, so he's just putting them out of their misery.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Good point. Great
decapitating people.
For killing.
This is good.
And great, there's a great battle sequence with a bunch of the Savage Land locals. Mm-hmm. See where the story goes. I don't know. It's
ooh, she's not so nice.
No,
well, she
friends.
Thought he was an intruder. That's why.
Yeah,
that explains it.
There you go.
This is great. Like it's like reading along with you.
Yeah.
Just seeing reactions.
Yeah. Guys at home, what happens as soon as we start talking about the comic, he flips through it for the first time.
Yeah,
so
go.
With the next comic, if you want to follow along, you can.
Spoiler, Wolverine gets stabbed, guys.
No. It's okay. It has healing factor, guys. It's a go. Yay! Yeah.
Wow.
Healing
Everyone's
factor got a round of applause.
Real emotional roller coaster going on here. Wolverine's going to be okay, it turns out.
Yeah.
What about this one, guys? How does this rank? This is not nearly as dark as Batman.
Yeah, I think I like the Batman one a lot more. A lot more sewing up the bodies. A lot more... I feel like there's a lot more detail in the Batman one. And it kind of pulls you in. Gets this one...
This one's not fucked up enough for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kind of a freaky person.
Yeah.
It's good that you can admit that.
Very loose moral.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling this
You're
one,
really
Dan.
You're really skeptical.
I'm feeling this one. You got a chick in this. It's pretty hot.
Oh, Jason.
You got killing dinosaurs, which is awesome. I don't see killing dinosaurs too much.
Okay.
And
fair
enough. I don't know. Wolverine's a badass, so I
there
don't know.
You go.
I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah.
Wow, great. That's the news.
It took one comic for him to get it.
Yep.
That's
Wolverine's
right.
A badass.
One verbal beatdown, and I am on Wolverine's team.
Pete did call you an asshole. Changed your mind right away. Let's move on and talk about Saga number 9.
Yeah! Yeah! people love the saga.
Clearly a fan favorite.
Love it.
This is a massive sci-fi.
He's almost getting a hand job on the cover. This is a great fucking comic here.
Don't open it if you don't like hand jobs, because that's mostly what happens. I was just saying, it's like epic sci-fi space opera hand jobs. It's a saga of...
I can't believe you looked at that cover and the first thing you thought of was hand job.
I can't believe that you opened that page and clearly thought there was going to be a hand job. Because I saw the way you sort of slowly opened it.
I was revealing to myself. Yeah, I was like, on door number one, no.
I'm going to want to remember this for
later. Fat purple lady.
Yeah. She's not fat by any means.
She's chunky.
No,
what
she's
are
just,
you talking about?
It's classically, well, she's, first off, she's an alien.
Thick thighs.
Wow.
Really thick thighs.
Wow.
Tough. You're objectifying a drawing.
Put her in heels. I mean, make her hot a little bit. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Put her in heels?
What is going on?
What are you,
this guy's got a face for a cock. This is weird.
Well, that's normal.
That's normal.
In this world.
Okay. I stand corrected. This guy just wants to murder me right here.
Yeah.
He's like, no. Oh, my God. He does know nothing about this.
He has a face on the head of his penis.
Oh.
So, yeah,
he's taking it very personally.
Well, good for
you're calling out him and all of his kind.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, this is amazing comic. Continues to keep making really cool connections. Like, I love how all of a sudden the necklace is kind of leading people in a different direction.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where Vaughn's writing is so cool. Like, sometimes you think just like little throwaway lines don't mean anything, that all of a sudden things are starting to tie together. So the fact that, like, here's this amazing love story, but he had mentioned, like, yeah, I used to be engaged. You're like, well, okay, no big deal.
Yeah, that happens to people.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like that means that later my, ex is going to show up and cause a huge stink. But apparently that's a fun kind of little, we get to see that side of it.
Exes have a way of coming back to haunt you.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the underlying message.
Telling. This issue, yeah, not dealing with our main characters. It's dealing with all sort of the other assassins and these sort of ancillary characters coming together to maybe really step up their hunting of them, which is actually really, it's a really fun, really exciting issue. We get to learn about all these characters, and it sets up a great next issue. I thought the last page was awesome.
Yeah, the classic that-a-way.
Yeah.
Really cool. Happy with this comic. Like, it does such an amazing job of
just
like
constantly happy
getting you involved in everything, and then just kind of spreading out the world in ways you weren't even thinking about. It's just, and plus there's this giant battle going on that we really haven't gotten into yet, but man,
are you talking about
just
the
gold? It's constant gold.
I love the way he has a little telescoping lance and just wrecks a dude from very far away. It was a very cool shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, this comic is pretty much the best one on the stands right now. It's in the upper echelon with all of our favorites that we talk about.
Yeah.
Guys?
I'm like,
finally a black person in one of these comics, thank God.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Way to...
You guys are only into racist comics. Thank God we saw a black girl.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you started talking about this as a handjob comic, and now you're dropping racial sensitivity. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy about it. I'm thrilled to see it.
It's the best of both worlds. It has handjobs and racial sensitivity.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Wow, you guys are really close friends.
We are.
Maintain that friendship as we move on to our next section, which is our favorite section because you guys make it up. It's our audience question.
Yay!
And for that, we're going to jump on over to Booth Man.
Hey, Booth Man.
Jump
Booth
on
Man,
over.
What's going on? What the? All right.
Great.
Cool.
I hope that's cool.
Do you have some questions?
You got some cues?
I have some great comics to give away if you have questions.
You got some cues we can A?
I've got questions you can answer.
Okay. All right.
All right. What's the most fucked up thing you've seen at a comic convention, not counting Justin yelling at Jim Lee?
The most fucked up thing you've seen at a comic convention.
Have you guys ever been to a comic convention? Real quick, because this is a full panel question. Or you know what one is, though.
I know what one is. Never been there.
Have you ever been to any convention?
I have not.
I've been to...
You've never been to a convention?
I don't think so.
He doesn't like
have
conventions.
Have you ever been in a room with more than like five people?
This is it.
Okay.
Well, tonight. Not.
Well, thank you for coming out of your agoraphobic hell.
Good job, dude.
Really overcoming fears, people.
Okay, great. Well, then you guys can think about the most fucked up thing you've just ever seen while you're by yourself.
Okay.
Sure. I'll go first.
Okay.
I mean, there's a couple things I'm thinking about, but the first thing that pops in my head is I saw this baby dressed up as Yoda, and it was crying, and it just broke my fucking heart.
Wow.
Just
tragic.
Broke my
heart. Because you were worried about the baby, or reminded you of the actual Yoda crying?
Because it was like Yoda crying.
Interesting. You don't think Yoda has sadness in his life? Well, he lived for over 800 years.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe he had some tough times.
When the Padawans are killed in episode in the first trilogy, are
maybe
you not
Yoda
like
Yoda cried like a baby?
Yoda
yeah.
fucking cried. He knew every one of those Padawan.
Oh man!
Remember the little one in the movie? Was it episode 2?
Don't talk about.
Was it 3? Ugh.
Anything with Jar Jar isn't a real episode.
That barely had Jar Jar. It was still terrible. What else? You said you had a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell. Well, the night when you ran off to go hang out with when we were in San Diego, and you ran off to, go like have a...
I went to talk to somebody, a friend of mine.
Oh, a friend of yours, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess you don't want to talk about maybe the actual facts of that matter.
Let's talk about it. He's really red. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. And it's not the
What's the point of this fucking story? No.
It was just the funniest, most surprising thing that I've ever seen at a Comic-Con.
Oh, that's sad. That's the most fucked up thing you've seen.
Great. Well, Pete has a great connection with a lot of comic book writers. I should say that.
I also, one time when we had MC Chris on the variant stage at the New York Comic-Con, just looking out at the audience and seeing, I think it was Bubba Fett. Dancing with like 3 different slave Leias and a Ghostbuster. That was kind of like, I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that also happened in episode 3.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Weird, yeah. Any guys, anything in the world of fucked up things you've seen?
Many fucked up things. It's not at a comic convention.
It's okay. Just drop in anything there.
Once I temped at a architecture convention, and that itself was kind of fucked up.
You temped?
I was doing some data entry.
Can you quit bragging on this podcast?
Wait, I'm just trying to pick up girls.
You went to the convention to do data entry?
Yeah, I think I was entering people's names that wanted to look at architecture things.
Shit, can't top that one.
Sounds like you're really.
Sounds
like
you're fired after a day.
Yeah. So you want to look at some architecture things? Well, let me get your name and social security number.
Yeah.
Cool. That's not super fucked up. But,
yeah.
One time I attended an architecture conference, and this guy wouldn't sign my name up.
Jay and I don't go anywhere separately. So
yeah, clearly. Great. Well,
what about some crazy shit you found at Bed Bath & Beyond?
This one time I was on mushrooms, and Bed Bath & Beyond was exciting. Jay and I actually, we did mushrooms
together recently. Oh, let's talk about, okay. So I wanted to go to the haunted house.
Right.
Great idea.
Which is fun.
Right. Yeah.
While on mushrooms.
And he wanted to cry on my couch. So we had
some problems.
Sort of
so
different
I ended up,
take on your mushroom trip.
Yeah.
Well, we started off the night by watching American Horror Story.
Okay. Oh, God. That's scary when they're not high.
Yes. So
you started crying and you were like, I need more.
It's like, I want to see this right now. And didn't happen.
And that's Jay and our friendship.
And Anchorman went on. And Dan was happy. And the end.
That's our endorsement for Anchorman.
Great. Maybe that'll make the highlight reel. Great. Who has that question? Let's give you some free comics. And Boothman, can we get another question?
What was the best last page in a comic book you have ever read?
Ooh.
Wow. Ever read. A lot of these big questions, it really makes you think.
I'm gonna see if this
you guys
ends
can
in a hand
job. Grab any of the ones here.
I read one comic recently.
Okay. You did?
I read the Walking Dead comic, the first one.
Ah.
And it was good. But yeah, it was different than the
and
series.
It was good.
It was good. It was. I didn't know Shane dies in the first one. Spoiler alert. Again. Yeah. And I didn't read any more. But that was it. I read one.
Great.
Put some effort into it.
And thank you.
And it was a great last page. That was the question, right?
Yeah.
All right. I answered it, fuckers. All right.
Yeah, cool. Wow, great.
Thank you. Thank you. Comic book knowledge right here.
Great stuff. Yeah, you really nailed the comic book knowledge.
Bam.
A red Socko. One. I hated it. I didn't read anymore.
If I may, maybe I open it up to something to help out the non-comic book kind of technicality of this question. My favorite ending to a movie recently
not the
nice.
Is Death Trap, the Quentin Tarantino.
Death Proof.
Death Proof, thank you.
Thanks for all the fact-checking tonight, guys.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. it ends with just kicking the shit out of Kurt Russell. I think that was an amazing ending and a fantastic.
I ended a vacation that same way once.
Oh, really? Kicking the shit out of Kurt Russell?
Yeah, yeah.
He cried, though. That, like, really fucked me up.
Oh, he goes through a whole roller coaster.
Yeah, it was. It's a fantastic movie and then an amazing ending to one. So,
I feel like my favorite... I don't remember the issue number, but a couple issues of Bone ended in a way that I was just like, that comic was so nice and so, it was a great mix of like action, but also very sensitive, emotional, because I'm an active but sensitive and emotional guy. Mm-hmm. So it really spoke to me. So it would be Bone, I think, would be my, somewhere in the middle of the series.
Dan, how about yours?
This one's great.
Great.
Yeah, the Saga is the way, a great...
Saga number 9. What a coincidence we had.
Yeah, yeah, we happen to be talking about it.
That away.
You can talk about movies too if you want.
Okay.
Pete opened the panel.
I tried to open it up for you guys.
I remember watching the my favorite ending. I was a big fan of the Batman series on TV, the cartoon series.
Oh yeah.
And my favorite
animated
one.
Series?
What's up?
The animated series?
The animated series.
Nice. Kevin Conroy, the best voice of Batman.
Whoa. Dan, that was Dan, agree, that. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Okay.
Yes,
that?
Yes.
That was God agreeing with us.
Okay. Yeah. You guys got some good friends. but I remember the end of the first part of the Two-Face, because it was like a to-be-continued.
Oh, yeah, when the explosion.
Yeah.
And he, yeah, that was
that was exciting. I was just like, awesome. How is this going to turn out?
Nice reveal. Wow, man, you nailed that answer.
Thank you.
Jay?
Dan, you taught me on that one.
Oh, right.
I thought
answer,
I had The Walking Dead. I actually read something. I actually
answer,
read a fucking comic book.
If I could paraphrase your answer, I believe it was fuck comic books.
No, I think it was fuck that comic book.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
my
it was
bad.
Fuck that comic
important
book.
Important article missing. But who asked that question? Let's get you some free comics.
Yeah.
And Boothman, what you got?
If you could have the powers of the Human Torch,
ooh.
But even though the fire did not harm you,
okay,
it hurts you, would you still, you know,
wait, excuse me, oh
yeah.
It was very
if it's painful?
Painful
and you could fly, yeah, I would do it,
but
still.
It doesn't stop being painful,
so
you're on
just,
fire,
you would just fly around all day
screaming. Yeah. Like
if you're flying, you're gonna be screaming anyway, I feel like.
After you do it a couple times,
all right, maybe
you get used
maybe
to
it wears
it.
Off and you're not screaming so much.
Wow, that's a very specific question.
Yeah. Is the pain worth the joy, I guess?
Literally the question.
Yeah.
I would say no. I'm going to go ahead and say
what?
No.
What? You fucking pansy?
It's not about being a pansy.
You got to take risks.
You could fly. And you want to do it, you're like, nah, I want to do it, it'll hurt.
No, it's not what I would sound like.
Okay.
I would say, you know what, why don't I just take an airplane? And not be screaming in pain the whole time.
But then you'd be all right. Once you stop flying, you'd be cool.
Yeah, you'd be super cool. I don't know. I feel like once you fly around on fire and everyone sees you, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? Why doesn't he just take a car or something? Then people
would
judge
you. That's what you
it.
Would think if you saw someone flying on fire. You'd be like, what's wrong with that
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, people are going to judge you.
If he was screaming, if you were if you showed up for comic book club screaming and you were like, oh, let me light that cigarette for you. I'd be like, yo, Pete, cool it. Like, why are you acting that way?
Because
buy
it
a
hurts,
lighter.
Dude.
Yeah,
take a
hurts.
Plane, dude. Take a plane.
Dude, your penance. Your penance.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Where's the
guys?
I think you're going a little hard on flying burning people.
Yeah.
Is your uncle a flying burning man? Have you guys ever even
do you
been
know
to
Uncle
burning
Ben? Yeah, I think I'm siding with Pete on this one. I think you gotta take that challenge. You know,
well, I'm glad you said
take
that
the
because
physical challenge.
We have the ability to make it happen right here.
Definitely not.
Just drink this gasoline, and then you'll be able to fly.
No way. Life is painful enough. I don't need to be on fire flying around.
Jesus Christ. Dude. What is
ends
this?
Ends in a tie.
Real dark, dark times.
Hey, we did like the Batman one originally, right, guys?
Nice. Well, sorry, it's a split panel on that one. who has that question? We're going to give you some comics. Oh, okay. And let's get our next question. You all right out there, sir? You going through some pain? roller coaster.
I've been wrestling with that question.
Actually, this question's from me.
Holy shit.
So, how many comic book movies are coming out this year?
Many.
Do you know which one?
I know, like, the sort of the tentpole ones.
Which one is going to do the best?
Which one's going to do the best? Oh, that's a good question. Well, we can list them. Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man 3, Winter Soldier, the Thor sequel.
This year?
Huh? Oh, you're right. But two of those are.
Iron Man.
No, isn't Winter Soldier this year? I think it is.
I don't think so.
No?
So Iron Man?
Iron Man 3. Yeah, that's
Iron
a choice.
Man 3.
Well, no, you have Man of Steel comes out.
Man of Steel, yeah.
Oh, right.
Of those two, I think Iron Man 3 will do better.
Yeah.
You think so, too?
Yeah. I'm more looking forward to Iron Man 3 than I am Man of Steel.
What?
Yeah, but...
Ridiculous.
Did you see the trailer? It's fucking crazy confusing. No, not the Iron Man trailer. You know, when you're done talking to the mic, nobody can hear you.
All I know is that the Iron Man trailer has Ben Kingsley doing, like, this weird Asian accent, and it creeps me out.
Dude, it's Ben Kingsley. Show some respect.
Oh. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Please refer to him as sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we called him doctor at the beginning of the show.
Pizza Night of the Round Table. So he had to... guys, which of those movies do you think is going to do the best?
Iron Man. Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3?
Yeah, I'm going to say Iron Man 3.
Great.
Let's all agree on this one, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, let's.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
I feel the
chemistry.
Boothman, do you have any more questions? No, well, we're going to give these comics to you. Oh, nice. And that's it for your audience questions.
Yes.
Now we're going to move on to a little section that we call The Week in Geek.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we have a live beatboxer coming out to drop some.
Dirty looks at Boothman.
I know. I get a lot of those. So here's some things happening in pop culture. That music, for one. Yep. Boothman got the beats. He'll play your bar or bat mitzvah. Imagine that, Boothman. That's a whole side business you could get going. Excuse me? Danny Tanner? Is that what you're saying?
I was actually going to say Tamborelli, but I was like, wait, that's someone too.
So Rob Liefeld today, some excerpts came out of a screenplay he's writing, or already wrote, actually. He said he wrote it in 3 days about the founding of Image Comics.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a full screenplay where you find out, like, the backstory, you get to see the whole thing. It's called Icons. And you can read excerpts online at the website Dream
Movie
Cast.
Wait, so this is going to be a movie?
Or a
documentary?
He just wrote the script.
Okay.
And here, let me just read off the casting that he has suggested for the movie. Christian Bale as Todd McFarlane.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's good. Clear as day.
Chris Pine as Rob Liefeld. Which they actually do look alike. Jeffrey Arend as Jim Valentino, Joe Manganiello, I guess, as Mark Silvestri. I don't know exactly who that is. Rob Corddry as Eric Larson.
What?
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's
really funny. That is funny. John Cho as Jim Lee.
Nice.
Which it makes sense. The Dabney Coleman as Terry Stewart, who I think is that a Marvel employee? We don't know. Dabney Coleman reprising some of his more exciting roles. So that's who Rob wants to play, him and his buddy.
Well, sometimes you got to put it out there. You never know what happens.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Do you guys want to see a movie? Will you pay top dollar for an IMAX 3D launch of the founding of Image Comics?
I smell it with a Kickstarter right here.
Great idea.
Anything written in 3 days is classy. Yeah.
No, I doubt, yeah. I doubt it's going to be in 3D. That was sort of a lie. Would anyone go see this movie?
No.
Yeah? Yeah?
Maybe if it's good.
Oh, maybe if it's good. Huh. Yeah. Great point, Pete. I guess that's true of literally everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they do it, you know.
Pete, would you eat this soup? Yeah, maybe if it's good.
If it's good.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
cool.
How I live my life, buddy.
Pete, would you go bowling? Oh, no.
Pete, would you host the comic book talk?
Maybe if it's good.
If it's good.
Would great. You fly burning?
Great.
It feels
maybe
great.
If it's good. Great. Real Hakuna Matata for Pete LePage. I don't know. I don't think this movie will ever be made.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
No way. Why not a documentary?
Well, it's hard to have actors play these characters in documentary.
Well, it's true. That would kind of take that whole part out of it.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that's just Pete and Justin doing point counterpoint. Another little bit of news. The S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot started shooting yesterday. There are some photos online of a Jeep with a S.H.I.E.L.D. logo on the side.
Wow.
In some hype on Deadline.com, a like Hollywood website. There was some talk that ABC is leaning toward picking it up. So there's a pretty good chance it will be a series. Excited?
I love how a picture of a Jeep sparked all this.
Pete, there's so many smaller things that have sparked much, much greater.
Oh.
Remember, we just saw Rob Corddry as Eric Larson.
Great. Let's see it. Why not?
Wow, great. Maybe if it's good. do you guys know if...
I mean, only if it's good, but I'm going to have every comic book person die. What is the S.H.I.E.L.D.? I don't know.
That's okay. Did you see the movie The Avengers?
Yes.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. was the agency that in the helicarrier where all the Avengers were hanging out for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you like to see a show about them?
Yeah, that'd be cool, actually, if it's good.
There you go. Great.
There's Jeeps, right?
Okay, there you have it. Huge success. We just Nielsen tested these two guys.
Yeah, that'd be neat, like behind the scenes of the Avengers. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be sort of a maybe like Fringe, which sadly just ended this past weekend as well. Sort of style show, but written and made by Joss Whedon, which has got some good pedigree. Yeah. One last story. The Walking Dead trailer came out for the new half season of that, which starts February 10th.
I purposely haven't seen it yet. I don't want any spoilers.
They've released a couple trailers. This one just came out today. And in it, there's a lot of machine guns.
Yeah!
Great.
That's the only thing that show's been
good
missing.
Review.
Yeah. No, they're setting up it seems like it's going to be a huge melee. Like this next half season is going to be just like an ongoing battle.
Oh, the governor's going down.
Yeah. So you do watch Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
Really?
Yep.
You?
Nope. I haven't seen it.
No, okay, great.
I don't not love it. I love machine guns.
I just went over two fans. You just lost two.
Oh, jeez.
Ongoing battle. What's your favorite thing about it? Who's your favorite character?
Favorite character...
I'll answer that for you. Michonne.
Michonne is good.
Yeah.
I like Michonne. For some reason, I like the governor. He's so creepy.
Oh, you like the governor.
I like rooting against him, yeah.
So you're rooting against
him. Yeah.
I thought you meant you're like, I hope he wins.
No, I hope he takes out everyone.
He keeps heads in fish tanks. I kind of like the
guy. Yeah, he's just so, and there's like so many secrets about him that's going to be revealed. So he's definitely an intriguing character.
Nice. Wow.
Shocked on that one,
surprising
huh?
Surprising answer.
There you go.
Yeah.
More than meets the eye on this one, huh?
Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite character?
Yeah.
I like Daryl.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Daryl's number two.
All right. Don't jump on board on that answer. Just because you got booed, sort of.
I mean, I'm sure people are booing at home or something.
We're
going to
add the boos in post.
Thank God.
And that's it for your Week in Geek. Let's move over to Mr. Pete LePage with a little thing we like to call trivia.
Note to self, add booze later. Yeah. Guys, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25. Who would like a chance? Yes, you, first hand up guy. Come on up. Can we get a microphone for this guy?
Yes.
I just remembered I forgot the gift card. Let me grab it real quick.
Oh, sure. Why don't you just wait and give it to him after the
Bye,
show?
Pete.
Oh, no. I guess we'll just cover while Pete hastily goes through his purse. Oh, sorry, Pete. I'll erase that purse comment at
Pete,
in post.
I have a question.
Yeah, in post.
Pete, can that card be used online?
That is a good question.
I hope so.
Unfortunately, it is. You can't.
You can't.
It's a good question. But you can't.
Because I'm here to win it for my friend and coworker in San Diego, Donnie Hyde. He came to one
show. Oh, this is a really heartwarming plug, but you can't.
I know.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. So I'm going to have – well, this still
– You're going to have to go.
My win still goes out to Donnie Hyde in San Diego. He listens to your show every fucking week.
No, that's awesome.
Fucking week. I brought him to one show.
Donnie, I'm sorry.
Been like,
Donnie, we love you.
Donnie, this is Rolando. I love you. And this win goes for you, assuming I win. I'm going to try not to mess it up.
Yeah, okay. Good. And let me just say, you're the only person in all the years we've done this who's brought their drink on stage with them.
Yeah.
No shit, really?
Yeah.
That's class
I think
act.
So.
It's a class act right there. All right, here we go.
Real Dean Martin over here.
How this works is I read you a question, you listen to all three possible answers, go three for three, you win $25.
Got it.
To Midtown Comics because they're awesome. All right.
They are.
Today's trivia is This Week in Comics. So each question is a different comic.
Nice.
Here we go. Question number one. Thank you, Boothman. In Saga, issue number 9, what is the name of the evil lady holding the little girl? Is it A, Mama's son, B, Bad Mama, or C, Mama said knock you out? So it's either A, which is what I would guess, or
now
it's
Pete's
B.
Pete's wrong about so many things.
I'm going to go with, I read it, Mama's son.
Yeah, nice job. I thought it was a hilarious name. Very creative writing.
Yeah.
And Batman number 16, who is dressed like a pope or a bishop? Is it A, Toothface, B, Penguin, or C, Africa Bumbata? Is it A? Don't pick A. Or it's B.
I'm gonna go with Penguin? B?
Yes!
B!
Nice!
Last question. In the all-new X-Men number 6, who has a heart-to-heart talk with Jean Grey? And it's Jean Grey for the past, because obviously...
Old Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Young, old Jean Grey.
Yeah. That's not confusing.
Great.
Is it A, Wolverine, B, Kitty Pryde, or C, Mr. Wendell? So it's either A, Wolverine, or it's B,
Kitty Pryde. Start singing Mr. Wendell, but I'm going to go with B. Donnie, this was for you, Donnie. It was for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, comic.
Congratulations, Donnie.
Nice.
Make him send it to you.
I wanted you to give everyone like an easy answer, and then the third one just no answers, and he loses on the third answer.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious.
Sorry, that's completely wrong.
It is wrong, but
Pete,
it's funny.
What percentage of our listening, of our listeners, do you think knows your Mr. Wendell reference?
I did that.
You don't get it.
Sorry. Yeah. And the other day I was like, yo, you know Mr. Wendell, right? He's like, no. So I had him call it up.
Oh, Arrested Development?
Great. Arrested Development.
All of my C answers were hip-hop fun.
Hip-hop fun.
Yep, hip-hop
fun. Great.
Wow,
that's...
You should be a game show host. You were really good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No problem. Very much.
Listen, maybe there's a big-time Hollywood game show producer out there who's looking to cast.
Who just wants all the right answers emphasized during the question.
Okay, so during a game show, you definitely want everyone to always win.
Yeah.
And win over... That's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They want everyone to win $1 million.
I do.
As you guys know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day, and of course we recommend going down to a little shop called Midtown Comics, because they have been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Oh, man, a lot of amazing stuff coming out, but I definitely have to pick up Hellblazer number 299, the penultimate issue, before they ruin it.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Yep.
Second to last issue of the series, heartbreaking.
Yeah, Peter Milligan ending an amazing run. I'm sad to see it go.
Well, there'll be other comics, Pete.
Will there?
There are other comics in the sea. I'm looking forward to Young Avengers number 1.
Ooh.
New comic by Kieran Gillen.
One guy's happy about that.
It's okay. One guy, one clap. New comic by Kieran Gillen. Very excited for it. It's going to be these characters that were so popular a few years ago that have been totally on the back burner for so long, besides the Children's Crusade.
Gillen's an amazing writer.
Yes, and I really love his work, so I'm very excited for this. Gentlemen, what are you looking forward to?
I'm excited for you guys. That's what I'm excited for.
Oh,
in what aspect?
So nice.
For you guys to read your comics. How much does an average comic book reader spend a week on comics?
Well, it depends on the person. We spend... What would you say?
Is it like a drug habit?
Yes.
Like, literally, I have to take money out of my wallet and be like, you can't spend this. You can't spend. And then I get in there and I'm spending it anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. On average, I would say at least $20 a week.
What is that, like 3-4 comics?
Let's see. Five. Yeah.
I spend probably after the, like, because you get a discount depending on how much money you spend. More like $40 to $50.
Well, yeah, I wasn't saying what I spent. I was saying the average person probably spends $20.
Pete's like, oh, I spent $150.
Yeah. I used to.
Pete used to spend because he bags and boards all of his comics. I went to the store with him once. He spent like $120.
Yeah.
And you read every single one of them?
Yeah. I mean, we have to. We host the show.
That is true.
But we want to, too. So don't say it like
so. Let us know what you're looking forward to and then plug your stuff.
He was looking forward to us reading our comics.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm
Do you
not
have anything
forward.
You're looking forward to in general tomorrow?
Tomorrow. What's
Getting
going on
up,
tomorrow?
Maybe a first
I got a hot date tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Right. A day date or night date?
A night date. Yeah, it's a night date. That's
Don't
right.
call her chick, just a little too sensitive.
Don't bring up the face eating.
Yeah.
You know, or the
don't tell her she's too fat.
You mind if I write all this stuff down, guys?
Please do. Yeah, don't bring up the big thighs if she has big thighs.
Big thighs.
Do you want us to just come?
Can you guys sit there with me and just whisper things?
Well,
in
we can
ear?
Read our comics. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, it'll be perfect date.
And I turn around and be like, how am I doing? And you're like, shh, I'm up to a really good part.
Yeah. I'm ready to the last page reveal. And for you, sir, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
It hopefully not being so cold.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It is crazy.
A lot of real
The simple things make him happy.
Yeah. Well, it is going to be that cold tomorrow. There's this little thing called the weather you can check out.
No, your day's ruined there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's called
so
the
much for looking forward to anything.
Why don't you guys plug some stuff?
If you go to Hero Makers TV, that's our Twitter handle. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Hero Makers. If you go on Kickstarter, we got some really good rewards, and this is going to be an awesome series, and we need everyone out there to help us out and get this on air. So on the Kickstarter, search Hero Makers, and we got great prizes, and you can check it all out. And thank you to you guys for having us on today. I really appreciate that.
You bet.
And you guys in the crowd, you guys have been awesome judging us. I appreciate that.
Live audiences do.
It's like a beauty pageant every week. Well, that's it for the show, guys. A couple of you want to thank before we go. We want to thank the Hero Makers guys to be on the show. Round of applause.
Jay Nogg, Dan Hershon. Thank you.
Relax. I was trying to go product first. Boothman, everybody.
Boothman.
All of our interns out there on the internet supporting the show.
Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. And we are here at Fontana's NYC every single Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Please tell your friends. Good night, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Yay. Yay. Take a comment, Morris, oh my.